Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for the firm of Harris and Meringue.
I was terrified that I was not going to make the show on time.
Patrick Harris.
Hi, friend.
Danny Meringue.
I'm one of those weirdos.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hi, friends. Let the chips fall.
Holy.
Welcome into a Thursday edition of the firm of Harris and Meringue. And no, we are not that kind of firm you're looking for today. You might be digging deeper for some other things on that front, as I don't know if I am qualified for it. But I am qualified. Damn it, Sprague.
Would you check your stuff to make sure that monster turns off the volume on his computer? He's so deaf.
I am qualified, though, to talk about the World Series for 3 hours today. We ready, guys?
I'm going to murder
you. Are you ready?
I swear to God, if you try to talk soccer one time, I'm going to throw you through the window.
Dude, Felipe Mora had 2 goals last night.
Why? Unreal. What happened?
Timbers won!
Did I miss something?
Unfreaking believable.
It's a pretty wild day around here at the Fan. It's a wild day here in the great city of Portland.
This might be the wildest sports story in the city's history.
You know, this is number 2 for us for very different reasons since we've started doing this show, because we had the Tom Dundon stuff go down early in our infancy.
I think the Dame one was wilder than that.
Oh, we had that too. Yeah. 3 of them, and they're all Blazers.
I told you. Number 1 in town, baby.
Number 1 in town.
And it ain't close.
What the... You know, what's next? Like,
sweet Jesus, no, we're good.
Everybody go check on your favorite sports team and see what's going on to make sure, like, you're not involved. If you feel any better, the hit has already been kind of resonated with me, because I live in the Emmanuel Clase world, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
I live in the Emmanuel Clase world, who's never going to pitch again. However, he is not the head coach of the team that we follow for a living.
I was talking to him last night. What do you mean?
Yeah, dude.
I sit in the front row at press conferences, man. Let's set the table for anybody here, right? Real quick.
If you are just joining us, thank you for listening. We appreciate you being here on the Fan Sports Network. We are the Portland sports leader. Dirt and Sprague had 4 hours of it this morning. You're going to get a healthy dose from us today, too, as one of the biggest stories to hit Portland sports history and maybe NBA history since Tim Donaghy is that Chauncey Billups, the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers, was arrested this morning by the FBI. That is the Federal Bureau of Investigation, a.k.a. the cops in town that you don't want to mess with, for an illegal gambling sting that has layers upon layers upon layers to it, that none of it really makes Chauncey look good, makes him look innocent. They are alleged, you know, we'll let the court process play out, but things don't look so good for old CB, do they?
No, and I'm still trying to catch up on this. Friend of the show, the homie Ben Golliver, is supposed to join us at 10:45. Hopefully, I know he's reading through the indictment because he's a capital J journalist and going through all of the things. And
speed reading court documents must not be fun. So shout out to Ben for doing that.
Shout out BG. And hopefully he'll be able to shed some further light on this. We've been texting back and forth about some things he's already found that we can talk about a little bit later. I'm coming at this from... I got off air at 11-something o'clock last night, get out of the building at 11:30, get home at 12:30, get in bed at 1:30, 1:40, probably fell asleep around shortly before 2. And before I did that, I bumped my alarm from 6:30 to 7:30 because I'm thinking, I'm tired. That was a long night. What a fun game. It's game one. Let's make sure we get up a little bit later, make sure you get a little sleep. I get up, I put the dogs out, I start putting my lunch together, do all the things, hop in the shower, and I come out, and I haven't looked at my phone once. I haven't looked at it once. And I see that there's like 60 messages. And I'm like, what is going on? I've got a billion missed calls, God knows how many emails. And then Dusty calls me as I'm sitting there just fresh out of the shower.
Naked.
And he's like, hey, can you hop on 99.5? And I'm like, for what? What's going on? He's like, did you just wake up? I go, I just got out of the shower. He's like, Chauncey Billups got arrested. And I immediately thought DUI.
Me too.
And then he goes, for gambling. And I went, what?
Yeah.
He goes, catch up on this. I'll call you back. And I literally just sat down and just like, WTF. That's just, I just over and over and over and over and over and over and over. And it's still there. Like, this is going to sound so selfish, but I was literally just talking to him.
Yeah.
7 hours ago.
Yeah, for me, I woke up at 5:30 this morning. I'm a little bit of a Michael Jordan flu game here today, as I was 100% going to call out of work today. And I woke up at 5:30 because I don't feel great. And I got the notification on my phone of it, flipped on my favorite local morning show, my favorite morning show to ever exist, Dirt and Sprague. And kind of just diving through it, I watched the Cash Patel FBI director interview, statement, whatever you want to call that, fiasco. And it's a wild situation. It's definitely shocking to start. You know, I thought, and we'll get into this in the 11 o'clock hour, kind of about just gambling in general, but some quick thoughts on that from me in the very beginning. This is these stories I'm starting to become a little numb to, the Malik Beasleys of the world and the Terry Rozier's of the world. You know, when I heard them, or whether it's guys in the NFL or, you know, we covered the John Mateer story earlier, potentially about Venmo transactions, Emmanuel Clase and Ortiz for the Cleveland Guardians. And I'm starting to become a little numb to the gambling thing when it comes to professional athletes. This is different. There are accusations and allegations of ties to the New York Mafia. There are
OG crime families.
OG crime families.
Like they're, Sicilian crime families.
We're talking about X-ray tables that can see cars.
Super high-end technology, like something out of Ocean's 11.
We're talking about getting bait, or fishes, as they call them.
Face cards. Blackmail, people, extortion.
People that knew you could sucker them to lose their money. There are thoughts that people involved in this case were some of the suckers.
Yes. And that's how they actually got pulled into this, and guess what? Now you lost a bunch of money. Here's how you can get it back.
Yep, there's talks of how you repay your debts back and what that does to the game of the NBA. Look, Chauncey Billups is having himself a real bad day today. He's probably number one in who's having the worst day today. Number two is Adam Silver. This is just another bad, bad look for the NBA. It's another bad look for ESPN and Fox and NBC, who shove gambling down our throats every day. This is a bad look for the city of Portland. Look, you know, there was a lot of fun, exciting, entertaining things to think about this Blazer game. Dude, I watched that game from start to finish. I had it on the big screen, and I had the Timbers game on my laptop, and I found myself watching the Blazer game more, and the Timbers won. You know, I got a little lucky that Ann Edwards was on the screen because I love watching him ball, and he balled. But I was getting really excited. I came in here today ready to talk some Denny Advia and how that offense was moving through him. Look, last night,
Joe,
in the first half.
Joe and I did the TV show last night, and it was the most excited I've been in a loss. And I can't even remember how long.
I know. And I think that's...
I didn't care that they lost because it was within 5 points.
To a Western Conference final team.
Ant Edwards did Ant Edwards things.
Boy,
you were like,
good.
Damn, that dude's good. but you played hard, you played well, you played aggressive, you did all of these things. And I think that's what like so that's what makes this so insane. That team played that well last night, and you're riding this like, this is like the number of people who stop me at halftime or coming down after the game, like, I don't care. I don't, whatever happens tonight, I can watch this every single night. To go from that to waking up to this.
Rusty was texting the group chat last night about some stuff he was seeing from the game, and I was like getting into it and looking and made my own notes and stuff and all that. And yeah, I woke up this morning and said, holy S. And my wife was getting ready and she was like, what? And I went like, nothing. I don't even know where to start on this. I got coffee this morning across the street. They were like, how are you today? And I was like, I'm terrible. We're all hands on deck at work. She goes, oh, what's going on? And I was like, oh, the coach for the Blazers got arrested. She goes, ah, well, that happens, right? And I was like, maybe not so much.
Not like this.
Not like this. I'm with you. I thought it was definitely like a drinking and driving situation. You know, you hope it's not an abuse allegation of some sort. You just hope it's late night and got done off a big day, a big game. I mean, it's the biggest day of the year for the Blazers. Season with high aspirations. You thought maybe you got caught doing something stupid. And the reality is it's been a year-long investigation from the FBI. And I'll tell you what, man. Cops arresting me, you know, I think about all. I stopped at the grocery store. I was on kid duty this morning. Stopped at the grocery store to get some flowers for one of my girl's best friends for her birthday. And I was thinking to myself, because of this, like, what if somebody thinks I stole these flowers and didn't pay for them? I better hold on to this receipt because I don't want to get arrested today. Oh, wait, at least it's not the FBI at my house. To have the FBI at your house brings in a whole new situation and lets you know that we ain't playing around. And this is politics aside. You know, I can sit there and watch Cash Patel, the FBI director, and his cross eyes and his team call him the Toronto Rangers and laugh about politics all I want. But the reality is the FBI is
it's
the FBI.
It's still the FBI, and it's a years-long investigation. And the craziness of this all is, as the more I read it, the more I was like, this is the Untouchables. This is like, this is Al Capone. This is 100 years ago.
This
is
five families. This is the Godfather.
It legitimately is. I think there's either five or six crime families that are implicated here, and it's quite literally Sicilian crime families.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
it's old New York.
Holy crap! And it feels so far out there and so crazy and so fake because it feels like the 1920s.
It does. Does this feel bigger than Donaghy?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Is it because of recency bias, locality, or
well, because,
do you think it's bigger?
Because the NBA can't do anything with this. It's just too big.
Too out in the open.
Look, David Stern, rest his soul, he gave up his soul to protect the league.
Mm-hmm.
And Donaghy's the only guy. He had, I don't even remember how many, was it a couple hundred phone calls to Scott Foster within like a 2-day period? Get out of here. Scott Foster, allegedly guilty. But David Stern just said, nope, Donaghy, nope. This is multiple players now. And then you go back to Jonte Porter. You go to Malik Beasley. You go to Gilbert Arenas. Like, you just run down the list of players and now a coach,
mm-hmm.
a Hall of Famer. Chauncey was just named to the Hall of Fame.
Oakley Doakley, we got a show for you guys today. There's a lot to get through on this. We are waiting patiently for our good buddy Ben Golliver as he's doing the Big J stuff right now. So when he's free, we'll bring him on. We're told maybe 10:45. We'll keep you updated on that whenever we get more information from him and chat more. But let's get to this. We're all aware of it. Let's get to the meat and potatoes. Let's go from start to finish. How this happened, how this got into a position that we're in. I'll read some of your thoughts on the text line and the YouTube chat. Thank you for joining us on this huge day at Portland Sports Leader, the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At 18 here, Portland sports leader. Don't you forget it. We're live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge.
I love how seriously we're taking this.
503-864-6326 is the fan text line. Also, the YouTube chat as well. YouTube.com/1051TheFan. I'd like to do some business here to clean up some stuff real quick. Just want to give a massive shout out to Jason Swigard, Jeff Russ, Dusty Hera, Andy Johnson, and Brandon Sprague for kind of carrying the heavy load this morning and getting us all kind of set up to go for this, as sometimes those guys, we laugh and joke about them and all that stuff, but they've done some great work today on days like this. If you're new to the program, welcome. My name is Patrick. That is Danny there. We do a sports talk radio show every day here on Monday through Friday from 10 to 1. We had a lot to get to today. We're going to talk about some Blazers and the action that looked last night. Wanted to get some college football. A college baseball coach got hired in major leagues.
I don't care.
I know. There was so much. So just letting you know, if you're new to the program, we usually kind of bounce around and talk Oregon Ducks and things like that. But today is kind of an all-hands-on-deck thing. And let's get to the nitty-gritty. Have you heard from Ben yet?
I have not heard back that he will or won't be with us. So
okay. We're still
operating at 10:45. He will join us.
That's all right. We'll keep teasing it. If he's got to move, he'll move. If not, we'll keep
you guys
going.
We will float and find space for Ben if he's got time.
To get you up to date, I know we were kind of loosely going through it in our first segment there, but to kind of walk through actually what was going down. Chauncey Billups was arrested this morning at his house by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. This all came out by Shams Charania, the NBA number one guy, the Adam Schefter of the basketball world, the Jeff Passan of the basketball world. And it seems that he was arrested as part of a pair of wide, him and Terry Rozier were both arrested as a pair of wide-ranging investigations related to illegal sports betting and rigged poker games backed by the mafia. The NBA has since placed both of them on indefinite leave, which is the obvious statement here. The Terry Rozier aspect of it, as we kind of alluded to in the last segment, Terry Rozier was being investigated for gambling by the FBI, about a year ago?
Yeah.
About a year and a half ago?
And it faded away.
And it kind of faded away. And there was a Malik Beasley, who was another NBA player, who was being investigated
as
well.
And there was Gilbert Arenas with the poker games that he was helping allegedly facilitate.
And he was arrested, and when he was placed on bail and walked out of court, what did he say?
I'm a rat. I'm going to turn on everybody.
And so we don't know yet if the Arenas thing is...
If any of these things are tied. Well, except for Rozier.
Except for Rozier. We don't know if Beasley and Gilbert Arenas are tied to this, but it sounds like there were poker games being played in Manhattan, the Hamptons, Miami, Vegas. I think there's one more that I'm not remembering. That were basically con games where Chauncey Billups was used as a face card,
again,
quote unquote.
All of this allegedly.
That Chauncey Billups was used as a, quote, face card.
If you don't know what a face card is, let me go ahead and put it this way, because if you've listened to this show or not listened to this show, Chauncey Billups is a very, 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 very well-liked guy.
Mm-hmm.
If you walk into a room with Chauncey, everybody knows Chauncey. When Chauncey walks into the room, everybody knows Chauncey. And not in the, ugh, it's, hey, it's CB. Like, he walks into a room and he's electric. He's a Hall of Famer. A very personable guy. Everyone likes CB.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want, again, allegedly in a face, because that guy will bring the fish in. The fish being the guys that get got.
Yeah, so these poker games were set up for you to lose money thinking you had a chance to win when the game was rigged from the start.
Via technology, whether it be X-ray scanners, rigging the deck, all kinds of things. And
backdoor games, thousands, millions of dollars.
Tens of millions. And this not just his games, but so I was listening to the Patel press conference. I listened to about 40 minutes of it on the way in. And I was just, my eyes just rolled in the back of my head. I was like, this sounds fake. Like, this is so insane. But he goes, it wasn't hundreds of dollars, it wasn't thousands of dollars, it wasn't even millions of dollars. It was tens of millions of dollars through these schemes.
Let's see here. According to the indictment, Rozier and other defendants, quote, had access to private information known by NBA players or NBA coaches that was likely to affect the outcome of games or players' performances.
So on this, there's signs, there is discussions, all kinds of things around. We've talked about this in the NFL. It's prevalent in every sport, Major League Baseball, NFL. In the NBA, you know what they call it? No tips. No tips, as in no giving gambling advice tips. Do not do that.
Yeah, shut your mouth.
I have been privy to God knows how much of this information of a guy with an ankle, a guy with a wrist, a guy who's sick, a guy who was up late with his kid last night.
I mean,
which is why I don't bet Blazers games.
And things can get weird too. Not that you share a ton of stuff with me because, you know, protecting sources and stuff like that. But even I, who sits next to you, sometimes hear some things that I'm told, you know, hey, we're not sure, so shut your mouth on.
Yep.
And I shut my mouth. I mean, there's a big reason I'm not a gambler in the first place. And so the amount of information that can get disseminated
it's a lot more than you think. I'll let Golliver's got more on that. I want to make sure I get the legality of that right. I don't want to go into what he's got because he's read through it. But that stuff is out there, and that's how Jontay Porter got.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was going to say, you know, they had him take the unders, the prop bets. I have been very adamant about prop betting needing to leave U.S. gambling.
I think most of us have.
It needs to go. It needs to go.
There's too much on the line. It feels like it's harder to.
You can't
police.
Do anything about it. Well, number one, in baseball as a pitcher, you can control everything.
Manuel Clase.
First ball, first strike, first pitch, easy.
Dude, I'll take it to another level. If Lady Gaga is singing the national anthem at a Super Bowl and you have an over-under of it's 237,
yeah.
She can look at that and tell somebody in Jersey, like,
I'm going to go 239.
I'm going to go 239. Yeah, I've been practicing and I know it's 242. You know, like, that's why the... Yeah. The prop bets are pretty tough.
It's got to go away because it can be so controlled. But as far as the tips and things like that, it's out there. It always has been. There's always somebody who has leverage on somebody. Somebody's friend somewhere knows that. I'll use Terry. Like, hey, man, you know, Terry's line tonight is, you know, I'm making one up. It's like a combined, you know, points, rebounds, assists is 25. Dude, his ankle's the size of a watermelon. He's not getting that. Like, it's just not happening.
An example for Terry, this is the example from 2023. Hornets are playing the Pelicans. There was an unexpected surge of bets, including 30 wagers in 46 minutes from a professional bettor, totaling $13,000 and change, came in on the under on Terry Rozier's points, rebounds, assists, causing sportsbooks to halt betting on the veteran guard. Rozier then with the Hornets played 10 minutes before leaving the game, citing a foot injury, thus hitting the
Terry
under.
Rozier,
thus hitting the under on every single bet that was made. And that's where it gets really scary, because when if players are involved in these games and there is an NBA coach, again, this is allegedly, if players are involved in these games and there is a coach acting as the leader, the face card, for lack of better terms here, you're putting a lot of faith in, you're letting a lot of guys put a lot of faith in you. When they lose that kind of money, not everybody has that kind of money to lose. So as we alluded to in the last segment, enter your mafiosa situation, in which if I owe a debt to you and I don't have that debt, people come collecting for that debt are looking for ways to repay that debt. Not everybody just wants to break your arm and leave you in the river.
No, no.
Most people want their money.
They want their hooks in you.
Yes.
That's what they want to do. So
they want to control you.
This goes a lot deeper, but so for those unfamiliar, I worked in the intelligence community in the Air Force, and part of the training that we kind of go through is now how to not get caught up in honeypot schemes,
right?
Blackmail, extortion, how to protect yourself against these things, because they've existed forever because they work.
Yeah.
They find a pressure point and they push and they push and they push without knowing exactly what the Rozier part of it, because there's just so much. My inclination is that he got, whether it was at a poker game or gambling somewhere, and he had a debt, and they came to him and went, "Hey, we got a way you can get out of this."
Mm-hmm. The easiest way possible.
Feed us info.
100% in your control.
Feed us info. And then they just go. And the thing is, if you're caught up in this, turn yourself in. They're never going to let go.
Nope.
They're never going to let go.
Nope.
They're going to leverage you and leverage you and leverage you and leverage you, and then they're going to throw you away. They're never going to let go.
Even if you've paid your debt back.
Nope. Nope.
They'll still get you, because now they have you. Now they know what you've done.
Yep.
So now it's
there forever. If you were blackmailed, give up. I'm telling y'all, give up. I've never heard of a blackmail story that it just went away. Ever.
No. And you would hope that message is being sent to college athletes as well, with NIL. A new influx of money.
By the way, college athletes were just greenlit to bet on professional sports.
Boy, that looks real bad today.
Want to roll that one back,
that
guys?
That looks really, really bad today. And we'll get to an 11 o'clock hour. I'd love to carve out some time to just kind of get into the sports gambling landscape and what the repercussions are. I mean, money, cash rules everything around me. I get that. But is money worth sacrificing the integrity of you as a person, you as a player, you as a coach, and you as a sport? Is that worth it? You know, we were laughing this morning. Once ESPN is on their morning shows talking about this gambling situation, all of a sudden the bottom third goes blank. And what was there? Betting lines. It's like people start to realize that these are real factors and real implications.
So for those that aren't aware, the story is on Get Up this morning, and I believe it's Mike Greenberg, Shams Charania, I can't remember who else was on the desk. But if you don't understand how TV works, you've got the way things, you've got your crawler or the ticker on the very bottom, and you've got your lower third. Well, in the ticker, they had the gambling and ESPN Bet and all these things that are running on this. As they're running it, you see about 15 seconds into the segment that ticker disappear. Nothing else changes. It's like somebody, some technical director, some executive producer is like, get that off there now, because all of a sudden the light went off of, oh my God, what are we doing? We're talking about, we have the gambling props and lines when we're talking about a Hall of Famer and head coach and current player arrested and implicated in gambling on the game, and we are a league partner. It is just, maybe a light bulb has gone on. Maybe.
Let's hope. Let's hope.
Maybe.
Let's put a quick pin on this. We'll come right back. We'll talk about this from a Blazers standpoint and how this affects the season going forward, as you just came off opening night in a game that looked kind of fun. We will carve out a little time for the game, because I thought there was a lot to take from it, more so than this. But obviously, this is our big story of the day. 503-864-6326, the YouTube chat. When we come back, I will read some of your thoughts right here on Portland Sports Leader. We'll toss it over to the Big Kahuna with sports.
That's that Hawaiian burger joint.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, we're hoping Ben Golliver jumps on with us at 11:45 to chat about this situation. Shout out, Gaga. 503-864-6326, the fan text line, also the YouTube chat. Moving into this Blazers situation, as Tiago Splitter is named the interim head coach. Molly on the YouTube chat saying, I hope the Blazers look outside the organization higher. Just not sure who was really out there. I think that's kind of a big question when it comes to the Blazers.
Well, we haven't really mentioned that with the hiring part of it, the basketball side of it real quick.
Yeah,
Tiago Splitter has been named the...
Well, I just said
that. Well, I know, but I mean, he has been named the head coach, and I just kind of reaching out, I've been told that Tiago, when he came over, wanted a path to be a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think he was probably, when he took the job, if Chauncey were to change hands or something along those lines, he would be next in line. I thought it might be Bjorkgren because he's been here and he's been a head coach before.
But that's been the common thought most of the day till it was announced that Tiago Splitter was the head coach.
And it did say that he was strongly considered, and yep. I couldn't tell from the verbiage, like in the tweet, whether it was him that made the decision or the team. But anyway, there was a decision that
to be kept in his current role.
It would be best for the franchise for him to stay in his current role.
I also wonder, because, you know, the season just started, as we look at this from a Blazer angle, from the team and how, you know, how are the guys dealing with this morning? You get up at 6 a.m. to do your workout, coming off of a fun game that didn't end how you wanted.
I can tell you right now, I've talked to a couple of them.
Yeah.
Shock.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Complete and utter shock.
That I wonder if Tiago Splitter is the best choice because he's a not far removed player. He's clear. He's not part of the Chauncey of the last few years. And you have a former player helping right the ship and get your emotions in check and, you know, try to figure out the next route to go. On the text line, some other thoughts. Chauncey's next move is plead the fifth, and your next words can turn from this gambling case into a murder case. Like, that's the severity of some of this stuff.
Well,
like,
there is a line that I want to make sure before I say this that he's put it out. Hold on. Oh, screw it. I'll just say it because it's of public record. So Ben Golliver, who hopefully I'm trying to confirm he will be on with us in the next segment, sent me this verbiage. Co-conspirator 8, this is from the actual document. An individual whose identity is known to the grand jury was a resident of Oregon. Co-conspirator 8 was an NBA player from approximately 1997 through 2014, an NBA coach since at least 2021. And that is in reference
Joe Mazzulla?
Yeah. That line is co-conspirator number 8 is in line in reference to sharing tips. And if that is true and that is indeed related to Chauncey Billups, you're talking about Pete Rose on a lifetime ban.
When I texted in my hopes for the season yesterday, never in a million years did I think that having our head coach not get arrested was going to be part of it. It's crazy. It's almost sometimes hard to put into words what's going on because, you know, the information is out there. I mean, I watched a press conference this morning at 7 a.m. with the FBI director about the coach of my favorite basketball team. You want to talk about not having things on your bingo cards? That's kind of it.
And it's a mad lib.
And where do you know, Danny, and you're a lot more involved in this than I am, so I will always defer to you on this. You know, these players, yeah, the reaction is shock, but where do you go from here? Is this like a Lance Armstrong get back on the bike situation? You just go to the gym, shoot your shots, and let the guys talk about this together? You know, I mean, you don't want to tell everybody to shut up. You got to get them, you got to let them be able to handle it. But at the same time, you're professional athletes on a professional sports team, and you got the Warriors coming to town tomorrow.
How they respond is certainly on my list of questions.
Boy, Friday's going to be tomorrow's going to be the weirdest basketball game I've ever watched.
So there was scheduled availability today for 12:45 for the Trailblazers. I don't know if that's still happening.
I know, highly doubt that.
I know everybody's going to be down there waiting at the PF just to see.
Yeah.
The Blazers have not released a statement other than the... actually, they haven't released it. It came out through Shams. The Trailblazers have said nothing. They have said nothing. I mean, they can't. They have to do all of the legalese to protect everything and anything.
And the team's still owned by Jody Allen, which is a little par for the course for Jody to not say anything.
Just as a not
but
a sidebar.
Also legality. I follow you on that.
I'm telling you right now, it doesn't matter who owns the team. Nobody's saying anything.
I don't think I would touch it.
You know who was in the house last night?
Tom Dundon.
Tom Dundon was in the house last night. Sitting
our overlord.
Sitting with Jody Allen.
Wondering where
the... What the hell is he thinking right now?
I think, you know... I'll bet you.
I'll tell you what he's thinking. It makes it pretty easy for him to decide on hiring a new head coach.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I
kind of takes all the pressure off of that decision.
I don't want to dehumanize Chauncey Billups here, or even dehumanize Tom Dundon in that aspect. But if you're Tom Dundon, you know, if anybody out there is thinking, you know, does he pull? I saw this on the text line. Does he pull out? Does he decide this is not his thing? I don't think so. I think unless it is deeper rooted into players as well. Mm-hmm. I think this just gives you a good reason, whether you wanted to or not, to just clean house and start from scratch. Because a situation like this is so complicated and so complex and so unorthodox and has never happened in the NBA, in professional sports in America ever, that if I'm owning the team, if I'm running the show, I'm trying to get as far away from this as possible. And I think the unfortunate part is it's going to cost some people their jobs that I don't think deserve to get their jobs cost. I think you just run away from this situation as fast and as far as possible. And if you're Tom Dundon, the new owner of the Blazers, you know, when that deal comes through, you know, we talked earlier this week, and I was sitting here lamenting about how I really love what Joe Cronin's done. Mm-hmm. There are some desires that I still have. There are some things that I would still like him to do more of, but I was really into where this path was going, signing the extensions, et cetera, like that. Joe might have nothing to do with this, and it might cost him his job. That's how ugly the situation is internally.
So the one thing that Joe has going for him in this regard, I shouldn't say the one thing, the one thing he has going with for him with this exact thing, he did not hire Chauncey Billups.
He did not.
That was a Neil Olshey hire. Now, both him and Chauncey.
That's a secret name getting run through the mud today really badly, Neil Olshey.
I mean, we can go back to the water bottle.
I know.
Look, man, I'll be honest. I'm conflicted as hell right now.
I bet.
I've got a great relationship with Chauncey.
You have a phone number of a man who is in FBI custody right now.
Yeah. It's a guy that I talked to. I mean, again, I was talking to hours ago. I'm just completely and totally floored. It's absolutely nuts. I don't know what to think or how to think. And I'm just sitting here like, I just keep going just WTF just over and over and over again. I'm just like, my phone just keeps going and going and going and going and going. And I'm just trying to get more information, trying to check in, trying to see if there's anything else new. How are these guys reacting? What's going on here? And it's just, it's so all over the place. I can't, like, I'm trying to, you know, to talk to players and be like, hey, like what, like, where are you guys at? What is going on? I'll tell you this, man. Selfishly, I am super happy Damian Lillard is here right now.
I mean, he keeps things together, doesn't he?
Having Dame and Drew and Jeremy, who are three guys who played together on Olympic team.
I would also argue Rob Willis, just another vet.
Just having good, heady, steady, capable, lock-in vets. Boy, is it worth its weight in gold right now.
Yeah, yeah. I know there was a lot of talk and a lot of dream this morning, whether it was serious or not, about Dame being the interim coach. He doesn't need the title. Dame is there. He was at the game last night. He was introduced. It was obvious. Everybody respects the man. He's clapping. He's high-fiving. He's pointing and moving, yelling at dudes and getting them going. You're spot on. The veteran moves that Joe Cronin made to bring in some guys that were kind of like, wait, this doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Makes a whole lot of sense right now.
If we're so young and we're looking at the future, why do we have Drew Holiday? I'll tell you what, I'm damn glad to have Drew Holiday in that locker room right now.
Having two of the best leaders in the NBA
Absolutely.
In Dame and Drew is a good, good, good place to be in a very, very crappy circumstance. A
couple texts to read, and then we'll get to, hopefully, Ben Golliver here. New owner is now highly motivated to clean house. Already motivated before. That's his history. Another text, you got to burn it all down. Anyone involved in extending Chauncey should be let go due to not doing due diligence. This info was out there years ago on a podcast. There was a Reddit thing about it, kind of claiming, you know, somebody else mentioned that, how does Adam Silver, who said that they knew this investigation was going on, okay, Chauncey Billups going into the Hall of Fame. Now, again, these are all allegations, you know. We're not. He has not been proven guilty in a court of law. The evidence is damning. The rate of conviction for the FBI is heavy. Usually if the FBI is knocking around and they come grab people, it's because they have answers. So everything's not set in stone, but boy, it doesn't look good.
Well, just confirm Ben Golliver is good to go. So
let's take a break
out of here and get Ben on here.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll get Ben Golliver on. He'll be our Blazer guy. He has read the indictment, and let's see what kind of insight he can give us on this wild, wild day in Portland, Oregon, on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM.
The best things in life are free.
All right, this is the firm of Harrison Moran. We're following this Chauncey Billups story closely. We'll bring in Ben Golliver of the Washington Post. Ben, thank you so much for joining us this morning. You are one of the unsung heroes for this market right now as you are doing the dirty work. I imagine you did not have this on your bingo card this morning. How has your morning been?
Oh, definitely a big bombshell to wake up to. We got to say, though, this isn't the first one for the NBA, right? And we had the Jonte Porter situation last year. I think there's some real shared elements in this one. As well as that Jonte Porter situation, it kind of raises the question about the league's integrity even higher than it was previously raised. I mean, this is a league that has completely embraced, gambling, daily fantasy, all those kinds of things. And I think with that, you know, come some bad actors, some manipulators. And in this case, I would say a full-fledged scandal.
Yeah, Ben, let's stick right there real quick before we get into Billups. Let's stay with the league right now. And Adam Silver, whether it's this gambling stuff or what's going on with the Clippers organization and Kawhi, this all, whether he's involved or not, this all falls on his watch. What are the implications long-term, not just for him, but for the NBA, from even casual viewers?
Well, it's a great question. I mean, if you do look at the bottom line, the NBA has been extremely profitable during Adam Silver's tenure. Franchise values have gone way up. Player salaries have gone way up. Obviously, they signed these huge, lucrative television rights deals that have gone into effect this season with Amazon and NBC and ESPN. And so the business under Adam Silver has been booming. But as you mentioned, there's been some real questions about the sources of that money, right? I mean, we noticed there was an FTX scandal, related to, an arena sponsorship in Miami, the Kawhi scandal here in Los Angeles with the, Aspiration, allegedly giving money, to Kawhi Leonard and, with the Clippers involvement. There's also, you can look at things like foreign investment funds, starting to get involved with NBA investment into organizations as well. And some people would question, okay, well, what does that mean for the future of the league as well? So to me, it's kind of a two-edged sword. I mean, if you're going to be a revenue-focused, profit-focused league, and you're willing to kind of look the other way, with some shady sources of money, you have to be prepared that it could come back to bite you. And certainly that's what's happened today.
Ben, as you've dove into this, what have you kind of found or learned in the early goings as information is still kind of just being shotgunned out?
Yeah, look, I mean, one of the federal indictments I was digging into, it essentially runs through seven NBA games that potentially were targeted by illegal gamblers. Now, I think for the people in Portland, the one that they're going to be most interested in, was a game in, let me get the date for you, March 24th, 2023. Everybody remembers that season. The Blazers are in the full tank down the stretch to try to improve their draft positioning. They lose to the Chicago Bulls 124-96. It's not a huge surprise that they lose that game because Damian Lillard, Yusuf Nurkic, Jeremy Grant, and Anthony Simons, for their starters, don't play. Now, I think, at the issue for the federal prosecutors is this idea that those four players were not ruled out, well in advance of that game. And information allegedly was sent by Portland Trail Blazers coach Chauncey Billups to one of the defendants in this case that the Blazers were going to be tanking that game. They weren't going to play their guys and basically, bet on the Bulls. Essentially, if Lillard's not going to be out there and Nurkic isn't going to be out there, the morning of that game, Lillard was listed as probable with calf tightness. Nurkic was listed as questionable with right knee soreness. They were both ruled out later, on a subsequent injury report right before the game started. But the bets were placed before that information became public. And so there's obviously, an advantage for those gamblers to be able to know that information. The bets were successful. Apparently the betting, the amount was roughly in the neighborhood of $100,000. And I think it bears mentioning this is almost exactly the same type of deal that got Jontay Porter into hot water last year, right? If you're providing information that should be private to people who are betting on the game before it becomes public, in that case, it was Jontay Porter saying he planned to leave games early with an injury. You can't do that. You're in big trouble. And Jontay Porter already has a lifetime ban by the NBA. It should be noted he pleaded guilty to wire fraud charges. So the NBA has already acted pretty quickly here. They've put Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier basically on leave as they continue to investigate. But what we've seen is that if this is true, if prosecutors can prove this, there's going to be very serious repercussions for the people involved.
He is Ben Golliver of The Washington Post. Joining us today to talk about Chauncey Billups being arrested by the FBI.
To give further context to that, Ben, the game before, the Portland Trail Blazers beat the Utah Jazz. In a game where both Damian Lillard and Yusuf Nurkic played, they combined for 50 points. The Blazers won one more game down the stretch of that season. So it's...
Yeah, look, I think it was 2-15 to close it, right?
Yes.
That was a 30-point moment, probably.
Ben, I want to ask you this question from a Blazer perspective, from the players and the coaching staff that's in there. You follow this league. You know this team. And it's pure speculation, but how do you go about, whether it's an organizational standpoint or a player standpoint, continuing to play basketball? We have one game on the books. We got 81 more of these games, new ownership coming in. How do you get up and go to practice or play a Warriors team coming to town tomorrow?
Well, I think it's especially tough for the Portland Trail Blazers because they just showed a big sign of faith and confidence in Chauncey Billups this summer, didn't they, with the contract extension. So if they were going to go a different direction, if they thought that there was a need for a leadership change, they could have made that at some point. And I'm talking about unrelated to this case. So the message to the players in that situation is that this coach is our guy. Well, now your guy is not going to be available for a while because the feds are looking at him and the NBA has had to step in. So that is a very challenging situation for any organization. Now, obviously, I watched the Blazer game last night. I was impressed by how hard those guys were playing. I mean, obviously, it didn't go the way down the stretch. They kind of get their hearts ripped out by Anthony Edwards. But that was a high-energy, high-activity group. And you got a lot of professional players in that locker room. I thought it was a much better showing, despite the loss, than a lot of what we saw last year. I thought they made some good culture moves with their roster over the summer to clear out some guys who maybe weren't helping and get some guys with, I would say, better competitive character. So I would say, I don't know if this is a silver lining, but it's probably better that it happened for this group than it happened to last year's group. You know, I think that there's some good veteran leaders in there. A guy like Jrue Holiday could certainly help. And then it's going to be a next man up probably from the coaching staff. But, you know, ultimately this is a real test for the new ownership group as well. And it's still in transition. I understand that. But, you know, ultimately as an organization, you have to have values, right? So Chauncey Billups is put on leave, but you've got to ask yourself, if you're the owner, is there enough smoke here to just make a decision, right? Is this the kind of thing that we want to be involved with? Do we want to just have a clean break here, go forward with somebody else, and that way we can try to move on as quickly as possible? That's the kinds of questions I would be asking if I was in those meetings with the Blazers executives today. It's like, hey, you know, do we really, want this whole thing to play out, loom over our season? Or is this so serious? Are the details, so scandalous here that we need a fresh start? You got to ask those questions.
Ben, we kind of open this with kind of like holistically what this means for the league. If you were Adam Silver right now, how big of a stain is this on your tenure, your legacy? Is this something that he recovers from?
No, it's a very fair question. Like I said, owners are pretty happy with Adam Silver in general prior to this scandal because he's been making them money left and right. You know, it's crazy, the numbers. Like when Michael Jordan bought the Charlotte Hornets, it was like a couple hundred million dollars. The Lakers just sold for $10 billion. Mm-hmm. You know, that's their valuation. And that was only like a 15-year difference, right? So the economics have exploded. And every time they've had the chance, the owners, to decide, do we still back Adam Silver or not? They always give him the extensions and they seem very pleased with him. So the question becomes, is this now just a part of doing business if you're the NBA? Are you going to say, hey, we're going to have a scandal here, we're going to have a scandal there, but we actually don't care that much as a league because we're making so much money? I mean, that's really what it boils down to. Mm-hmm. How much is their reputation worth to these owners? And I think the challenging part about, you know, today's developments, you can't just say, oh, it's one guy, Jonte Porter, you know, it's one bad actor. Oh, he wasn't even really a full-time NBA player. He's just a two-way guy. Like, it's very difficult to downplay this because, you know, some of the other games that were mentioned in the federal indictment, we're talking about injury issues for players like LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Now, there was no implication of their involvement in the scheme, but they were saying essentially information about those guys' status was getting to gamblers, and they were placing, you know, large bets on the games involving those players. To me, that starts to feel more like a fundamental problem for the NBA, right? Like, if you just can't control this thing, if there's so many weak points and people are, bad actors are willing to and able to get into a whole bunch of different teams, because it's not just the Portland Trail Blazers. There's Lakers games affected. There's Magic games affected. There's the Hornets game affected, right? You got all these different games. At some point, it's more than a black eye, right? It becomes what people associate with your league. And, think about this. Imagine if you're the executives at Amazon or NBC, ESPN. You're so excited. You're rolling out all these new media coverage strategies, all these new game times, and you're trying to get people to watch your networks. And, of course, you spent billions of dollars to partner with the NBA, and this is what gets dropped on your doorstep. Right at the start of the season when you're trying to build all this excitement. I would imagine that they're flabbergasted at this point. I mean, obviously that's my speculation, but you can imagine how you would feel if you were an Amazon executive getting ready to cover the league for the first time with games starting on Friday for them, and this is what they're dealing with the night before.
Ben, one of the things that I'm sitting here looking at, it kind of spins off of that is, you mentioned it's not Jonte Porter. It's not a fringe two-way guy, G League guy. Terry Rozier is a solid player and has had a solid NBA career. Chauncey Billups was just elected to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
The weight and the gravity of Chauncey Billups, forget it being local, this guy was a legend. This guy is a member, a face of a legendary franchise. When you kind of go through eras and champions and styles, we champion that Pistons run.
Took down a Lakers dynasty.
Like, how does the league get its hands around that? Because they can no longer run from, oh, it's these fringe actors.
Exactly right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you can't just kind of cast aside Jontay Porter. I mean, you have to take a deeper look at it. I mean, to me, I think that the lesson here is a little bit of humanity. I mean, how many people do you know in your life that have problems with gambling, right? I mean, this is a real – and this isn't just something, oh, this is great, we're making a whole bunch of money. I mean, I think that gambling, not even just illegal gambling, in some cases can ruin lives, and people have a good time with it. But, you know, I mean, there's a reason why they have to read off all these super lengthy gambling hotline numbers and call these people for help at the end of commercials. When they're trying to advertise these products is because they know that there's a really dark and downside to it. And I guess the Chauncey part of it just shows that anyone can get caught up in it, right? I mean, you know, he's not the most famous player of all time, but certainly a very, very high profile player. You know, it's and, you know, a well-known and well-respected coach as well. So it's very unfortunate for the game. But I think that this is part of the calculus when you're deciding to do business with these companies. And I think the next question for the NBA is, do you have to scale some of this back, right? You know, do we have to not focus so much effort on chasing the gambling dollars and the daily fantasy prizes? I mean, you know, you see tweet after tweet about here's my prize picks today, you know, here's the over-unders. I mean, it's become such a huge part of this sport. And, you know, the efforts to, you know, regulate it and track things are definitely there. But as this indictment points out, they're not 100% effective. You know, the NBA has really tried, by the way. You know, they were explaining to me a couple of weeks ago on a call that they track like hundreds of thousands of referee calls and non-calls over the course of a season to look for any sort of a suspicious behavior on that side. And they felt very, very good about their safeguards and their checks when it comes to the referees, because obviously they dealt with the Tim Donaghy scandal back in the day. And so this just shows you, I mean, you could pour tons of resources and manpower and brain power. You're not getting, you know, blindsided by this if you're the league, right? Like, you know, this is a potential issue. You've worked to try to protect your sport. And I think today's developments show, you know, protecting from every single bad actor, it's just impossible. You can't do it. There's too much money to be made by these people, you know, trying to gamble with inside information.
He is Ben Golliver of the Washington Post. Ben, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us. We'll keep following you and see whatever you have on the story as it continues to develop. And I can't thank you for doing the Lord's work for us today.
Well, hey, quickly, what do you guys want to have happen? I mean, is it time for the Blazers to change course here? I mean, do they need to go a different direction for the betterment of the team, for the betterment of the group? I mean, what's the right next step?
I personally believe so. I think we were having this conversation earlier this week that I was really starting to get on board with Joe Cronin and a lot of cool stuff that he was doing, the contract extensions to Tumani and Shaden and bringing in veteran guys. And what we saw on the court last night, I was ready to come in today and say, I really like where this is going. I think it's so messy and so dirty and so gross that you need to distance yourself as far away from it as possible. Anybody that has connections to Chauncey, it's not fair to some of those guys that aren't involved. But I think you just want to be as far away from them as possible.
Yeah, the preponderance of evidence as it stands right now, a multi-year investigation, again, it's, you know, selfishly or my biases, like Chauncey's been great to me, great dude and everything that goes with it, but and he's innocent until proven guilty, but I think he has to go. Like that's the
they all do.
That's the insanity. It's absolutely nuts.
And so, I think if you're an owner, you just want nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Start clean.
Yeah.
It's not.
Well, especially if you're the new owner, too. I mean, it's tricky because who officially is in charge? I mean, the Lakers are dealing with the same thing down here where you got the current owner and the owner to be sitting side by side at the game. I thought it was kind of the same deal with Portland. That adds a tricky dynamic. But hey, if you just spend billions on an asset, you might be in protection mode. You know, you might be trying to make sure that thing doesn't deteriorate. So, yeah, we'll have to see how this plays out. But, you know, it's a tough blow for fans. And you guys are hitting the right notes. I mean, this is all about the integrity of the sport, trying to win people's trust back, and it's taking a big blow today.
You're spot on. Thanks, Ben Golliver. Please keep in touch, and we'll reach out to you if we need you, but keep doing the good work, my friend.
All right, take care, guys.
Appreciate you, BG.
That is Ben Golliver of the Washington Post joins us. That was a fantastic moment there. If you missed any of that, we'll podcast that out. It'll be on the YouTube. We'll have to take a reset here. We come back. We'll if you're just joining us, Chauncey Billups arrested by the FBI today in connection with gambling and fishing money from players and ties with the mafia in New York City. It's a wild day. Buckle up. Two more hours to come right here on the firm of Harrison Marang, 105.1 The Fan.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only. Get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28. In-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.